Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Karis Wynn Hughes is here with Stratford Winterfest. Cross our fingers for some winter weather coming up. Details on the way. Karis, good to see you. Let's talk about the Valentine's dance yesterday with Stratford Lakeside Active Adults.
It was amazing. Red and white all through the Rotary. It was close to 120 people showed up.
Nice.
And we had a wonderful afternoon dancing.
So, awesome.
So we do look forward to our March 16th event. That's an evening event. So we'll be ramping up the promotion around that soon. And that one's a roast beef dinner, dance, and that's for St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Of course, we'll chat about that a little closer to the event, but we're almost close to this event. It is Stratford Winterfest, set to go both this Friday with the Yuck Yuck Show and the seniors kickoff at Anne Hathaway, and then all of the park events happen on Saturday, February 18th. And off the top, I know with this weather, it's been rainy. We've hit double digits in terms of the temperature. Stratford Winterfest is still a go for Upper Queen's Park for Saturday, 10 a.m. through to roughly about 5 p.m. The good news is it won't be too cold, so it'll be fun to enjoy for the family. But we're encouraging people to use the sidewalks, the walkways as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, that is sure. We do have to change according to the weather. We have done this for many years, so we're old hat at that. So we will be on the road more than we will be on the grass. So
or the parking lot areas,
yeah,
kind of thing.
We'll be on the parking lot place. We won't actually be on Ontario Street. Don't panic.
Yeah, not to worry. Yeah, again, it's all Upper Queen's Park. But there's plenty of sidewalks and walkways,
so,
that sort of thing. And the pavilion with the nice staging area there, too.
Yeah, we can make it work. There is some programs that we are not able to pull together at this point because it's weather-dependent. You won't see the skating rink. You won't see the building blocks of ice that we usually have. So there's some changes, but you won't notice them because the other programs are so great.
There is a lot going on. Karis, anything you want to spotlight to this morning?
My goodness. I think the alpacas, you will really enjoy. They're coming. Fred and Faye have been delightful. They're from Mitchell. And I know a lot of people have already been to their farm, and now the farm is coming to Stratford Winterfest. And they will have two alpacas that we'll learn a lot about. So I am looking forward to them. The other thing is a big hit for us every year is BJ the Swan. So BJ the Swan is our mascot, and he usually walks around the park, he or she, I should say. BJ is for Beatrice Jordan, and she does walk around the park. But this year, we've got a new twist. So Whiteman's is sponsoring a BJ nest. And so you will find BJ the Swan inside the nest. So the little kitties can go inside the tent and take a picture with the people from Whiteman in there.
Oh, that is awesome. That is just a sample of what's happening for this Saturday, February 18th at Upper Queen's Park. There's amazing busker or lifestyle entertainment. We've got the good people from Nouveau Entertainment. Bill Nouveau is going to be presenting Mr. Purple Man and Dizzy, so it's lots of fun for the young kids. And then there's also Dragon Beth Entertainment that are having sort of like a hula hoop sort of demonstration, and then amazing hula hoop demo with light fire. That whole thing, that is going to be so cool.
That is going to be cool. Yeah. And don't forget too that if you're hungry, Tim Hortons are going to be up there serving coffee and hot chocolate. And this year, Home and Company real estate agents are going to be helping out serving that coffee. So if you fancy selling your house and having a cup of coffee while you do that, that's the right place to go on Saturday. Beaver Tails will be there, and the classic Ken's French Fries will be there as well.
It is going to be just a great day on Saturday, no matter what the weather. Again, as we've talked about, we'll make it work. We've been working with the great people with the Parks Department here for City of Stratford. We'll be there, Upper Queen's Park, and Martin was. We were just chatting with Martin Ritzma moments ago. He's hoping to bring one of his tractors, with sort of touch the truck sort of thing. So.
Yep. Very exciting. So it'll be a fun event. Please come and support this long-time Stratford event.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about it, stratfordwinterfest.ca.
is the website. And there's Stratford Public Library, have their story trail. And then we've got Upper Thames Conservation Authority and have a guided family walk. There's events going on at Gallery Stratford. There's so much going on Saturdays. So you can be a part of this.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing everybody there.
StratfordWinterfest.ca. We'll see you Saturday. Come play at the park. Karis Winhughes. Thanks so much, Karis.
Thank you.